Yeah.
Holy smokes, can't swear, dude. It's on your channel.
It's on my channel.
Yeah, so we've got to mind our P's and Q's.
Keep it clean.
How we framed here. Got quite a bit of this.
A little bit of that.
You don't mind that? You're okay with it?
Yeah, well, it's either that or the leg.
So, well, yeah, I guess they see less of us. You're taller than I am, so you take up less of it.
I saw a guy in the supermarket the day before yesterday, and I was like, geez, look at the size of that guy. And then when I walked past him, I was like, he's about the same size as me.
Yeah, I've got a mate who's like your height.
Yeah.
And then he goes to parties, and he goes, poor, that's a big boy over there. And he's like, he's actually a bit shorter than me. You know, does that happen to you?
It happens to me, yeah. I'll be like, geez, that guy's a freaking
Mark,
giant.
You don't see, you only see this much of him, especially when you only see like that much of him on his own videos. Sorry, dude. He's actually 7'5".
That's right.
Quite ridiculous. I'm a good 6'9", so.
There you go.
Yeah.
We should have been basketball players.
Yeah, we really should have.
Or boxers with a big old jab.
With the old reach. Mm. Anyway, good to be back, Mark. Good to see you, sir.
Yeah, good to see you. We took a wee break. We're quite bad at like the whole communications thing because people were like, where's the podcast?
We didn't even think about it before it happened. We were just like...
oh, there's kind of a bit of a lull. Like, I don't want to say a lull because it's a little bit disrespectful.
It was a lull. Like,
after the heady heights of the rugby championship.
Yeah, you know that when you're watching 2 Cents Gets Distracted, there's rugby on. There's significant rugby afoot coming up or has just been. Although we do the whole Super Rugby season.
This is true.
Because we're near and dear to us. Yeah. Although I have been getting a little bit more into the NPC.
Yes. I've got some NPC questions for you later.
Oh, fantastic. Can't wait. It's going to be great. But no, there is a Northern Tour happening.
Yes.
I'm sorry, dude.
You should be.
I apologize profusely for what's happening here. I brought up rugby. Like a good...
Way too early.
Prematurely. Like, it's just 2 weeks off. I was whoa.
You'd be missing the rugby.
I ejaculated that rugby all over you. I apologize. Prematurely.
Lucky I'm wearing a white shirt.
Oh. You can't see it. And rugby comes right out.
Exactly.
It does. So how have you been, man? What's been new in your world?
Went swimming today.
Jesus. I was really expecting more. I thought you were going to come in hot. I've really conquered my fears. I've figured out a lot about myself.
No.
I've grown as an individual. No. I went through an existential crisis where I had to face...
I saw a tall dude in the supermarket. That's about it.
I went swimming and I saw someone tall who was about
He might have been slightly taller than me. And I was like, wow, that's a big dude.
I guess it's strange. Like, it's like the time where I saw a white guy speaking Chinese. And I was like, they are a rare breed. And he was quite tall.
Right, there you go.
Yeah.
I met one in the Chinese supermarket the other day as well. I was speaking to my wife in Chinese, and this white dude yelled out at me Chinese, "That foreigner speaks Chinese." And I was like,
"That foreigner speaks Chinese."
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It's like, are we going to bum?
Yeah, maybe. It might have been what he was angling for.
Oh, who knows? Who knows?
He's all right.
Fantastic.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. Well, yes, we took a couple of weeks off and we don't really plan it until afterwards. It was like after the podcast, recorded a nice podcast, and then we were like, what are we going to talk about next week, for the next couple of weeks?
We should have like asked people to give us some suggestions or something at the end of the podcast, but we didn't.
What would you guys like to see us do in these down weeks? Do you want us to keep on recording and just... Because when we do have quiet weeks, they do send...
I was thinking about this before we started. Like, you know how you can say like thousands, hundreds... Dozens. Like, what's the one below dozens?
Half a dozen.
Okay, we had half a dozens of people. Where's the podcast?
And then half a dozen is a couple of people.
We had definitely more than a couple.
Under half a dozen is a few.
We had a few.
And then it's a couple.
A handful, maybe a handful.
A couple. Yeah, no. Yeah, so a few and a handful, similar.
Yeah.
So dozen. So thousands. But billions, millions. Hundreds,
keep going
of thousands, thousands, hundreds.
Just reel that in.
Dozens, a dozen, half a dozen.
I think still less than a dozen.
A few.
More than a handful.
A handful.
Maybe two handfuls, but not quite a dozen.
All right. Okay. Yeah. So we had like nine people asking.
Something like that. Yeah.
Where's the podcast?
Where's the podcast at?
Have you done any live streams in that time?
I did for a game of rugby.
Oh, fantastic. It wasn't water polo this week.
What game did I do?
I don't know. Can we talk about something else for a second?
Okay.
Do we want to save other sports until the end?
I have other sport related questions.
Other sports were massive this weekend. This was an incredible, incredible weekend for New Zealand in international sport.
I'm going to just interject with just a second, because I did ask some people for any kind of hot topics that have been going on. One of these was from Josh, who said, mention how we won the America's Cup, T20 Women's World Cup, and the Black Caps winning in India for the first time in 37 years.
Yeah, incredible.
Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely incredible. And there was something else. The Auckland...
We've won
the canoe water polo.
There's another question about Auckland FC later.
Yeah, but it was incredible. The fact that the women's T20 win was absolutely...
Did we beat South Africa?
We beat South Africa in the final.
So we beat South Africa in a World Cup final.
And you know what? South Africa just proves they're not that great in the finals, because it was their second final in a row and they've lost both.
In women's T20 final cricket, as opposed to men's World Cup.
Yeah, exactly. Rugby. Well, you know, potato, potato. But, you know, the South African cricketers across the women's and the men's are notorious chokers in semis and finals.
Is that right?
Yeah, they lose. They've lost a lot of
those. I haven't followed cricket since, Sachin Tendulkar was still in his prime.
I'm a bit out of touch. Can I tell you the incredible thing about the women's T20? Win.
Tell me the incredible thing about the end.
The White Ferns, that's the name of the team, They lost their previous 10 T20 game, T20 internationals going into the tournament.
Wow.
So they had
no form.
Zero form.
Wow.
Terrible. It would have been like the Wallabies winning the World Cup last year.
Wow.
You know, like, no one gave them a chance. They were massive outsiders. And those girls all picked up, for their winning bonus was $250,000 each.
Each.
Nice, eh?
Snazzy.
Money, money, money.
Cricket's where the mush is at. Cricket's where it's at. If you've got a child and you want them...
Or American sports or golf or... Yeah.
Golf, tennis. I mean, tennis is hard to get to the top, though.
Liam Lawson went New Zealand's young... I think there was a penalty and he got put to the back end of the grid. It wasn't actually his fault. I think it was like an administrative thing that the Red Bull team did wrong. It's that second Red Bull team. What are they called? AlphaTauri?
Toro Rosso.
Toro Rosso. He started 19th, right at the back of the grid, and went all the way to 9th in the points.
Okay. 9th place. That's a real Kiwi one to celebrate.
And, the America's Cup. We won the America's Cup for the third time in a row.
I don't follow America's Cup.
Oh, it's amazing. It's incredible. I'm more a sports fan than you.
I think so.
I really am.
I used to follow more sports than just rugby.
I love rugby, but I love sport. I fucking love sport. It's your channel. Damn it. But I really do. I do.
You like UFC? You like rugby league?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll watch competitive tiddlywinks. I love golf, you know.
I watch the NHL during the day.
Okay. So that's like your daytime TV. It's like your...
Kind of. I just put it on the background.
And it's on while you're sort of working away.
Yeah, basically.
Fair enough. Yeah. I don't really watch NHL.
It's a good sport.
Yeah. Well,
it's a lot less stop-start than I find like baseball, NFL. Because the American sports are on a good time for us here in New Zealand because they're on during the day.
Yeah, American sports are great for us to watch.
Yeah, they're on during the day.
They're terrible for the Yanks.
The Europeans. It's great for the Yanks because that's their country.
They're like, by the way, why do we keep playing our games at 3 a.m?
I used the word Yanks once and with a Texan dude, and when I was living in China, he didn't like that term.
Well, they don't like the Yankees.
Well, he just didn't want to be called a Yank.
Because the Confederates and the Yankees.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the Yankees were the
North.
Yeah, exactly. Texas. Yeah, exactly.
He preferred to just be called a Texan.
It's like us being called a Cantab.
Yeah, bugger that.
Yeah. Who wants that?
No, the sports are on a very good time. It's just daytime TV.
Yeah, it's really good. I don't mind Asian sport. That usually works for us pretty nicely.
Yeah, not too bad. The Rugby World Cup 2019
But the European
perfect.
Stuff is
awful.
And South African stuff when they play daytime tests. Ugh.
Bad.
Ghastly.
You can't have it all.
No. I like it when you get a big Saturday night event in the States and it's on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Barbecue, beers,
Watch
whatever.
Watch a bit of UFC. It's good.
Yeah.
Good times. But Mark, look, another hot... So yeah, America's Cup was massive though, dude. The most successful team in the modern era. 3 wins in a row. This is a billionaire sport.
This is a rich dude sport though, isn't it?
But like we have bugger all of the money that they do. We don't have one overriding massive billionaire behind us. We've got a fraction of the budget, the team sizes and all that sort of thing. We've just got the best designers and the best sailors. That's and cool. We keep spanking them. New Zealand freaking kicks ass, man. Yeah. Like in sport, we've freaking smashed it this year. We were so successful. We were so successful at the World Cup, at the Olympics this year. They came 11th. A country of 5.5 million came 11th in the entire world.
Yeah.
What about, yeah, absolutely. We like insane.
Sports. I think sports is a big thing. Most kids play sports.
You've got to play sports.
Yeah, sports.
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 Sports. Rugby ball. Have you heard that song?
The Lonely Island had one about, we like sports and we don't care who knows. No. Football, hockey, basketball,
it's a similar one.
Golf, what's we like sports.
You know, there's a band called the Viagra Boys.
Okay.
And yeah, they go, it's just, it goes, sports, rugby ball. And it says, yeah, it goes, soccer ball, hockey puck, rugby ball. And, sports. It's a great song.
There you go. But all those people who were like, where's the podcast? Like, I really waited for this.
Me yelling sports and bragging about how great New Zealand's been.
Exactly.
But Lisa, in the Black Caps winning in India for the first time in 36 years is massive. Only two other teams have beaten India in India in the last 10 years, and that is England and Australia.
There you go.
And that's very, very rarely when they've done it. It's so hard to beat them over there. But
yeah, conditions are such a big thing.
Yeah, they're dusty as. But we got them out for 46 in the first inning.
I know, it's crazy.
Insane. Insane. Matt Henry bowled incredibly well. And
is
Russian,
he still playing? God, I don't know who that is.
You know, Southie's still playing. He's older.
Oh, God. Cricket, you can go quite old, can't you?
Yeah, you can go a little bit. But the
bowlers always end Shane up with Bond, bucket backs, don't they?
Shane Bond was one of our best, and he just didn't last very long at all.
Quick.
So quick. Great seam, off the seam. Like, but yeah, they have hyperextension issues and back issues and all
it's
sorts
not a
of things.
Natural thing to be doing with your body.
Yeah. But Russian Revenger, he's our man. Got a ton in the first innings and then saw us out for the win in the second innings.
Cool beans. Well done, cricket. Go cricket. I haven't watched cricket for so long.
This is now 2 cents gets distracted.
Cricket podcast. Cricket.
Cricket. All right. But in other news, there are other exciting things. We were thrilled about a month or so ago. We got a sponsor.
The thrill was Michael Jackson level. We were just playing Thriller. We were trying to moonwalk.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
Trying to dog walk. It was amazing.
I was touching myself a lot.
Exactly. More than usual.
Yeah, I doubled my efforts on that front. But yeah, we had a great sponsor. The great man, the dog walking Whangarei fella. What's the name of the dog?
Brad.
Brad, what's the name of the Four Paws Walk?
Four Paws Run.
Four Paws Run. Yeah, what a legend. Thank you, Brad. We really appreciate your efforts. But the baton has been handed on.
To a new sponsor.
A new sponsor.
Who would have thought?
New sponsor. This is a clue. We're drinking King of the Beers.
If anyone is offended by this beer, I apologize. It's the only American beer I could find.
It's like a Nazi
People
beer.
Always talk about drinking Budweiser being bad. I don't know. It's
I'll top you up there.
Our selection is limited here down at the arse end of the world, but we've got Budweiser if you go to the liquor store. So
it's comment below what is another good American beer that we may be able to get in New Zealand.
Let us know.
Let us know below. But yeah, we've got a sponsor from the United States of America.
Is it Budweiser?
Yeah. Yeah, the King of the Bears finally saw the light. They were like, we've got to get on
that rugby market. Dude, those in guys, New Zealand.
Those guys they're on a rocket ship. They really are. But here we go. Still haven't finished. They're tall. They last us ages.
They make a big can.
They make a big old can. So we've got a bit to get through. But no, the name of the company, I can use ding ding. Yeah. Ballard Barbell and Boxing Club.
I think it's Barbell.
Barbell. Barbell. I'm the worst. Barbell. What was the Ballard that came before us?
Right.
Yeah, in Seattle.
It's a bit of alliteration for
It's a boxing club in Seattle.
A boxing gym, yeah.
Are you a pugilist?
I have once done like 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, 2 minutes of sparring with my Aussie mate when I was in China. They had a boxing ring in a gym. That's really freaking tiring.
I've been punched in the head before.
Okay, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Does that make me a pugilist?
I don't know if that makes you a pugilist.
Yeah, okay. But you know what? You like original things?
Mm-hmm.
This is the original boxing gym in Ballard. It really is.
Where is Ballard?
It's in Seattle.
I think it used to be its own town.
And a lovely man named Nathan. He got in touch with us.
He runs the gym, the club.
We'll put his socials in the things
below.
They've
got a website. They got Instagram.
And if you're in Seattle and you feel like letting off a bit of steam, or just meeting some like-minded people who like to...
Yeah, I mean, they've got a full ring.
20 by 20. And that's, by the way, I assume that's in meters. Oh, no, don't do meters.
It'd be feet, wouldn't it?
Is it feet? Meters is quite big, actually.
Yeah, whatever a full-size boxing ring is.
Yeah, it's not centimeters.
It's definitely not centimeters.
But they do they don't do the metric system.
Feet. Surely feet.
Feet? 20 by 20 feet?
I'm going with feet.
It's not, yeah.
If I'm wrong, you'll let me know.
I think it must be feet, because 20 by 20, you imagine like the 22 of a rugby field.
Yeah.
And that squared.
Come back here.
I just be running. That would suit my style.
It's a fitness contest. Mm. But yeah, they do boxing instruction. They do live sparring. They do weight training. So, yeah, man, they got a couple of coaches.
And they're just nice, friendly people.
Just chill, yeah. They often go for drinks and...
It's a cool hipster vibe.
Apparently, Ballard's got a bit of a hipster feel.
Yeah, we've got to go to Ballard.
One of these days.
I didn't know Ballard existed until recent.
I also did not know, but apparently, the guy who made Ping golf clubs, he's from Ballard. Or he lived in Ballard. He's Norwegian. He's Norwegian. But he resided in Ballard.
Ping golf club. I have a Ping driver, a G400.
But you do.
It's great. It's a great driver. I love my driver.
You're a UFC guy. Who's Josh Barnett?
Josh Barnett. He's old fighter.
He's from Ballard.
Good on him.
He might have
gone
to Ballard boxing and barbells.
And they're a big part of the community as well. They like to promote community connection. And Ballard barbell boxing.
And then we've got merch.
Yeah, we've got t-shirts.
We're probably the only two Kiwis in the country rocking this merch.
Who knows? We might be the sixth.
If you're in Ballard or Seattle, looking for some boxing, looking for some gym.
If you like these t-shirts as well.
Tell Nathan or Eli, who's the other coach, tell them 2 cents and Tony sent you.
Yeah, exactly. But please follow their socials.
Box the merch. It's a nice t-shirt.
We'll put their links to their merch. Yeah, it looks good.
You were a bit worried about it being American sized.
Well, it is American sized, which I've put on weight recently, so it worked out well. It was quite a big t-shirt, but I like it. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's a cool t-shirt.
That's the one I wanted, but then you picked that
you
one.
You didn't tell me that. You didn't say, by the way.
I just said, pick a t-shirt.
And I picked this one. It's quite cool. I like yours too.
I like this one as well. So thank you, Nathan.
Well done. BBB.
He's sponsoring us the next few weeks. So we'll be hearing some more about Ballard Boxing.
It's the big British Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah. That's true.
No, but it's Ballard Barbell and Boxing Club.
He bought us some beer, so thank you.
Thank you so much, Nathan. Really appreciate you.
Check out their socials. Check out the merch.
Check out the stuff.
Go do some boxing and do some working
out. Their website is www.ballardboxing.com, and we'll put their Instagram below.
Yeah.
Boom.
I'll put the links in the description. I always do.
You're a good man like that. You really are. But anyway, as we were saying, there is rugby afoot coming up, the Japanese test this week, in which we'll talk about at some stage. But you put it out in your community.
I did.
You said, can we get some questions? And I presume how many of them, you take out all the ones insulting me?
Well, yeah, there was a few of those.
Yeah.
We may not get through them all, but I have a selection here.
Can we talk about Squidge's situation with Twitter at some stage?
We can. I'll add that to the list. So, thank you to everyone who submitted a topic for
us. Thank
you. We appreciate that feedback. I've kind of grouped them. There's a bit of just kind of generic stuff. There's a bit of NPC. There's a bit of non-rugby. A bit of November tour.
Yeah.
What do you fancy?
You lead the way, sir.
Okay. Well, you're talking about the All Blacks and their upcoming game against Japan.
Yes. Japan.
Sakai Libido.
Oh.
I don't know what that
Sakai
means.
Sakai Sex Drive.
Maybe. How many games will New Zealand lose? I like the way he's framed the question. It's a slightly loaded question. How many games will we lose? Because we're obviously playing Japan, then England, then Ireland, then France, and then Italy. So he wants to know how many games will we lose and... Have we selected the best team to represent them?
I think we lose one or two.
You think Ireland or France or both?
Yeah, Ireland or France or both. I think we get at least one win out of those three games. So we can bookend Japan and
Italy
with wins. like without too much arrogance.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see us dust all of them, like really put them in their place. But just the strength of those teams at home, they're playing rugby. The players aren't completely out of they're not. Well, the squads will be coming together for the first time in a wee while, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we could get them on a hop a little bit. I think each one of those teams will be looking at us with hungry eyes, thinking we can turn them up.
The Irish right now, I think, will be the most eager to roll us, just based on the whole Rico and Sexton thing, getting a bit of salt in the wound from the World Cup last
year. That could work in our favour if they get over-emotional.
Maybe. And we can just Whereas I feel like if it was France against South Africa, we'd have that same kind of splice from the World Cup last year. We don't have that with the French at the moment because they beat us. I mean, maybe we want revenge for them beating us in the pool.
In the opener.
But
there wasn't too much
I think we've got bigger fish to fry than that.
Well, we'd be great to get the French.
Oh, for sure. But
it's
I mean,
one of the
like,
biggest clashes.
We'd rather have won the last game of that World Cup than the first one.
Yeah, 100%. We bookended it with losses.
Exactly, we did.
No, I think I would be really disappointed if we come away with three losses.
Mm.
I think that basically will make it a failure of a year.
Mm.
If we have three losses in those games, that's you get a fail grade for the year for the All Blacks.
Yeah.
If they get two wins, you get a C for the year. And if you get three wins there, you get a B. So if we go undefeated on the tour, you're finishing with a B for the year for the All Blacks.
Because we didn't win the Rugby Championship.
We didn't win the Rugby Championship. We looked shabby in a lot of games. Lost to Argentina where we looked pretty shit.
Yeah, we did.
Lost games where we were in positions to win it.
Yeah, got and ourselves if, into really good and positions. And then like final 20 just kind of shat the bed.
Yeah, and just had a woeful final 20. And I think there has to be something going on in the top 2 inches and the lowest for that to be the case. So, the All Blacks this year cannot get an A. They can get a B if they go undefeated. They'll get a C if they get two wins. No, if they beat two of those teams, but if they lose all three.
What happens if we lose more than three? What happens if we lose Italy?
What's the coach of the Blues called?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. I think, it's a real bad situation.
Mm.
Yeah. But, you know, look, it's interesting. It's going to be interesting this week against Japan. I think Japan love to play us, and I think they are waiting for their hero moment against the All Blacks where they get one up. They almost tipped us up last time we played them in Japan.
Yeah, we played a real second strength team in that game. There's a few guys who I think got their one and only All Blacks cap in that game.
Yeah.
And then I think it was our final 20 that we actually put them to bed. And you know, Eddie Jones is the king of like preparing for that one game. Like he did it in South Africa way back when. So
we'll see. And this could be his one game for the year. But I think we win it. But
they lost to Fiji in the Pacific Nations Cup. Yeah. So we shouldn't be losing to Japan.
We should toast him.
Yeah. All due respect to both sides.
Do we start? Who we?
I think he goes experimental.
Let's go Cam Roy guard at 9 to get some.
He needs footy, is what Reza said.
Yeah. Okay. Who plays 10?
Bodie? Does he go Bodie? Does he go back to D-Mac attack?
Maybe D-Mac attack. Get him some
confidence
up.
Yeah.
Maybe experimental Proctor.
I think Proctor absolutely needs game time.
The guy played so well against Fiji.
It's this one and only test.
Exactly. But we'll have to see.
Team will come out later in the week. Yeah. Don asked, does club or country matter to ye in New Zealand in general? He says he's from Cork.
Were you starting to speak like old ye English?
He wrote ye.
Oh, no, but like you said, Matty. Does it matty to ye?
Okay, that was inadvertent. He's from Cork, and you see Munster hats and jerseys everywhere. You do see Ireland stuff, but there's definitely more club stuff represented than the country stuff. Like
New Zealand rugby fans are shitty at buying merch.
Yeah, I see more NRL jerseys where I live than I do.
Yeah, I see way more.
Super rugby.
And then you see more Auckland FC jerseys as well.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, I see a bit of All Blacks merch. Definitely more All Blacks merch than
Blues merch.
Blues merch, for sure.
Even at the. I went to the final, and the way you could spot a Blues fan was the fact that they weren't wearing anything themed. They were just wearing warm clothes because it was a coldish night.
That's true.
Whereas all the Waka Changi fans came up and wearing all the chief stuff.
Yeah, I remember when I was in the Waikato.
Was that the, were we answering a question about merch? What was the question?
Do we support club or country more? Absolutely country.
Oh, absolutely country. But yeah.
I saw a guy in the supermarket the other
day. I've got a real soft spot for North Harbour.
Oh, yeah.
Huge soft spot for North Harbour. But I definitely am a Blues fan, and I get pissed off when they lose.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think I get angrier at the Blues losing than I do the All Blacks for some reason.
Really?
I don't know why. Especially when we lose to Canterbury.
To the Crusaders, I just can't take it. We're terrible with our franchise teams because we feel the pain of the losses, but we don't really celebrate the wins.
Yeah,
worst fans.
But no, I saw a guy in the supermarket the other day, and he was like, "Oh, you're the guy from YouTube," and I was like, "Oh, it's me. How's it going? How do you, we yarn?"
Yeah,
I know. And then I was like, "You've been following the NPC," and he was just like, "Oh no, I just follow the All Blacks."
You know what? One of the
and
weird...
I was like, "That's kind of a lot of New Zealanders like that. Yeah, they just follow the All Blacks."
Yeah, there are. And you know what's weird? You get comments. You know what weird comments you get on some videos where it's only happened to me a couple of times where they say, "Oh, I saw you in a supermarket and you look like a real person." And I was like, "Okay,
you are. He is real.
You're here.
He's not like an AI companion that I like programmed because I don't have a friend."
You made some big errors if you programmed this AI.
This is true. But that is interesting. I think I don't know. It's one of those ones where it's like I'm a bit of an old man going back in my day. But I do feel like there was more balls back in the day. Yeah, well, there's more Auckland fans when I was a kid.
Well, the NPC was massive. Even if you go back to like 2005, 2006, 2007, like you see the semi-finals and the stands are jam-packed.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's just been diluted and diluted. Although the NPC this year, I've watched a little bit more.
There's a question from this guy, Ali, who says, "Question for both of you guys. How has the New Zealand public been reacting to a pretty outstanding season of NPC so far this year?"
Really nice. Really, really nice. Even watching North Harbour, they had a losing season, but some of the quality of the rugby they played, they're the games I try and catch.
Yeah.
And then I watched like Rugby Nation. Yeah. I just, amazing tries, like incredible skill, like really good. Pretty good fan turnout in like the smaller areas, like the
big centers don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. The Hawke's Bay, Bay and Plenty, Tasman. These regions get it
because that's their bread and butter.
And then you see we're gonna have a final at bloody the Cake. We don't need a final at the Cake. Then take it to like a suburban.
They wouldn't
stadium.
Even allow cowbells for the Waikato game. You're not allowed to bring cowbells. Like fun police,
dirtheads.
Yeah, what's wrong with a cowbell? No. Sky Stadium.
I need more cowbell.
I know. Well, Ian actually asked, I thought NPC
I got a fever.
Heartland were great competitions this year, but the crowds were poor.
Sorry, repeat that. I was desperately trying to do a joke that you weren't getting.
NPC and Heartland were great this year, but crowds were poor. Should New Zealand Rugby spend more on developing than marketing these competitions?
I think it's too much rugby. I feel like NPC kind of just turned a little bit of a corner this year. Yeah, I feel like people just like, whoa, because there wasn't much else on and people were like, Jesus, this has been pretty good. Mm. Like, it's been really, really fun, entertaining rugby to watch.
I feel like it's been talked about more than previous years, but you're right. When you turn it on TV, it's not like it's jam-packed.
No.
But you got to remember, back in the day, there was no Super Rugby. And the NPC season was like 8 games or 10 games or something. It was like you played everybody once and then that was a final.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you were like, it was like, it was the likes of Sean Fitzpatrick and Grant Fox.
All the All Blacks were playing for these teams.
You know, it had Walter Little and Frank Bunce and Ian Jones, and it would just be the best of the best going to smash each other. And like, even if you, I don't know how the tours worked, but they all played all the way up to the final. Like
pretty much, yeah.
If you're bloody in the All Black B team, have they tapped out of their provincial teams?
Yeah, I think they've all traveled to Japan now.
So, but like the All Black B, what's like in
the... They did the All Blacks 15. Some of them have been playing, but don't know if they were released, but not everybody. So, yeah, it's a hard
Thank
one.
Thank God Shooter Stevenson gets to go overseas for a bit.
That's good. But yeah, I don't know if it's just about marketing.
I think marketing's part of it.
They need to take it, like, none of these games for the NPC should be played at Eden Park or Sky Stadium. They should all be played...
Yeah, rural and more of a suburban
ground.
Like I think,
like Bay of Plenty the other day had 5,000 fans at their semi-final, and it looked cracking. It just looked chock-a-block.
Yeah, and the NPC North Harbour used to have cracking games at Oniwa Domain.
There you go.
And now it looks like shit when they play at North Harbour Stadium.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And North Harbour Stadium is such a weird stadium. It never has any events.
I've seen two games of rugby there.
I've seen a few games of league. I've seen a number of games of rugby there.
I watched Australia play Italy.
Oh, yeah?
In the 2011 World Cup.
It was nice when it was full, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I went for a smoke at halftime.
Had a dart.
And
I remember the old days. I remember when you used to have a dart in the stands.
Yeah,
no. We're that old. And then you just smoke, and then the other people smoke. And it wasn't, and there'd be like a frigging baby there.
Yeah, that's
why. Oh, that's a cute baby.
That's one thing that's hilarious. Like, I remember during COVID, I went back and watched a whole bunch of old games, and you'd see these people just having smokes in the game. Like, oh, that's the life.
Yeah, like, the just having darts, light one up.
It's great.
Yeah, you know.
Don't smoke, it's bad for you.
But, yeah, it's terrible. Don't do it.
But yeah, and I also saw the Sunwolves play the Blues. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That was the first time anybody ever recognized me. I think second time. First time at a rugby game was a Japanese guy. I was like, whoa.
Wow, I'm famous.
Exactly. World famous.
What do you think of the Budweiser, by the way?
It's all right.
It's kind of, it's very sort of nothing. You know what I mean?
It's apparently designed to be drinkable.
Well, I'm drinking it.
Yeah, exactly.
It didn't come up the other way.
No, there you go.
So it's just like
inoffensive.
Brewed by our. Okay, I was gonna read the whole thing, but maybe no one really wants to hear that. But I think maybe Super Rugby killed the NPC star
for sure.
And if you're from offshore, just catch some highlight packages of the games this weekend. By the way, Thames Valley. Go Thames Valley, the Swamp Foxes. Who did they beat in the Meads Cup? They won the Meads Cup this weekend.
Heartland.
Yeah. No, not the Heartland Cup. The Meads Cup.
Or the one below that.
Yeah, it's like the third division.
Okay.
So that's where that's my mum's team. It was played in Te Araha, which is where my mum is from.
Oh, cool.
Result. Go the Swamp Foxes. What a great name as well. Swamp and you saw Foxes. The whole community turn out, and like, it's awesome.
That's what it always used to be with club rugby.
Yeah. How good. But no, Heartland, who won the Heartland? It was Kapiti.
I don't know.
Kapiti beat West, or with the West Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice work.
Bye-bye. Tony follows a lot of sports.
Well, I like sports. I find it entertaining.
Illegal Kiwi wants to know, how was Tane Edmead able to play in the NPC? There was a lot of Aussies playing in the NPC
this
year.
Can I correct you?
Tane, when he
plays for a New Zealand team, his name becomes Tane.
He's asking about like the pay, is it financially viable, does it increase the chance of the Wallabies selection? I think it's just there's no equivalent competition on at this time of year in Australia.
Yep.
These guys can come and get paid to play rugby and they get more game time. So, and the clubs in New Zealand, I think, have been on the record saying a lot of guys are going to Japan.
Yeah.
So we'd rather pick somebody locally if possible, but if there's nobody, we'll pick up an Aussie.
Yeah, hero. And I think it's fine. I think almost we need to have like hands across the Tasman to try and support them a little bit and getting those top level players that aren't quite at Wallaby level to be able to come across and play some the highest available rugby possible. I don't think he's going to be making a huge amount of money.
Oh, no. These guys are semi-professional contracts.
Yeah. So it would be more of, he said he's just had a huge amount of fun. It's been a great culture. And also playing a different style of rugby.
For sure.
It's a very open game.
Yeah.
It's,
but he's far from the first and there's been dozens of them this season.
And he's looked really good.
Yeah.
He's looked really good for us. Yeah.
So. Well, it must be nice to go from playing Super Rugby level to just go down a wee notch and you're playing a bunch of guys who are like part-time builders, part-time rugby players, and you're like a professional, fully professional rugby player.
And
must be a good feeling.
Yeah. And he's able to get into some space because he had some pretty tough moments for the Waratahs.
Oh, for sure.
Didn't he? I wish him all the best. He's been a great asset to us in North Harbour.
Dougie wants to know, from a neutral perspective, who do you think is the best team to watch, club or country?
The All Blacks.
His own team, Glasgow.
The All Blacks.
He's biased, though. He says the Drua, Toulouse.
The All Blacks. I think the All Blacks are the most, historically, play the most attractive, entertaining, like a brutal combination of amazing physicality and skill from 1 to 15 from any player on the park needs to be able to catch, pass, run, needs to be able to...
Are they still that side, dominant though?
They're having a rough year, but I just mean across the history of rugby.
Yeah.
Like, I love the way the All Blacks play rugby in general. Like, they play with the ball. It's a game to be played with the ball. Like, 100%. Like, but I also, and the part of the reason that I love them, love watching them play so much is because they win. I also really love the Fijians playing. I will love watching Tonga play. I love watching Samoa play. But I get, it's frustrating because they drop the ball too often. They make silly mistakes. They, their set piece can be up and down. They can be brutalized at situations when they should be getting on top in the game.
Yeah.
So, it's purely from my own perspective. I'm a New Zealander, but the most entertaining team for me is the All Blacks.
Sure.
Would you say any different?
Oh, I always love watching the All Blacks.
Yeah.
It's hard. But, I mean, I also have a soft spot for teams who... who like pick an identity and go with that, whether like it's club Japanese. Or country. Like, yeah, I was just thinking the Japanese. They play a style of rugby that's varied from coach to coach, but genuinely quite different. Like,
I've liked
stupid amounts of passes, always going quickly, avoiding set piece. Like, I really like watching the
French.
Cool.
I've always liked the French style, like that sort of enigmatic. You don't know what you're going to get, but if it is brilliant, it's going to be one of the most brilliant things you've ever seen in your life. Yeah. I've enjoyed in recent years the way the Argentinian backs have been playing. I'm big on open, fast, flying rugby, backline moves, like open field. That's what I love. That's what I find entertaining.
Yeah, see,
I love the conflict. I love the contact and the crunch.
Yeah.
But 16 reset scrums make me want to shoot myself in the nuts.
I also like some teams, like as I said, who kind of just go all in for one style, like Warren Gatland's teams in the past, who've just been like defensively, we're going to tackle the shit out of you and shut you down. Like, I also quite like watching those teams play. Like, one of my favorite games was a one-pointer between Australia and Wales. I think it was like 9-6, maybe a 3-pointer. It was like 2 penalties to 3 or something. Everyone hated that game, but I was like, this is fucking amazing. It was David Pocock and Justin Siprik just getting turnovers.
Because
I'm a purist, I know.
Yeah, but
know.
You're deeply invested in the drama of it.
Yeah.
You're like...
I get that. That's a niche... It's like an acquired taste.
You're like somebody who's watched 13 seasons of Neighbours and it's come to this crucial point and somebody walks in and goes, what the fuck are you watching?
You're
like, you don't get it.
It's been building up to this. Sharon finally got together with Phil.
She's telling him how he feels.
I know.
Yeah. So that's... that's a basic answer to that. But I really have enjoyed the way the Irish have played.
Quick recycle ball style is also really fun.
It's been really great to watch.
I love seeing coaches
that.
Just do, like, Rassi's good at it as well. Like, with his bomb squad shit to 7-1 splits, like, that stuff's just innovative and fun.
Innovative is one word. But I've really enjoyed the way the South African have played. Has played this year. Mm. I really have. I found that really, really refreshing. Like, it's been good to. I've really enjoyed the first game they played against Australia. Scared the living balls out of me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying we're not talking about the best teams in the world. We're talking about the most entertaining, and I found that incredibly entertaining the way they were playing. The interesting stuff they're doing at the top of the line out. No one else in the world has been doing that.
They're doing some freaky stuff.
Yeah, so they're doing some
really interesting stuff. Which is entertaining, right?
Entertaining. Hell yeah. And I guess, if you have big bomb squads. It's innovative. It's definitely working within the rules that you've been given. And it's been effective. 100% entertaining. As much as watching scrums over and over again are entertaining. If you find that entertaining... you're probably South African or English or Mark.
There you go.
Oh, wild card. He loves a scrum.
He does love a scrum.
Love a scrum.
Wow. Question from Ben.
Benny Boy. Seeing
as you touched on the South Africans.
Yes.
This is maybe a slightly provocative question.
Yes.
Whose fans are more sensitive to criticism, the Irish or the South Africans? I don't think we can limit it to just those two countries.
The most sensitive fans, well, I don't know, the most vocal fans, and you'll just look in the comments at the fact, you read the comments below, and the fact that I didn't mention South Africa as the most entertaining team, or didn't talk about, kind of made a point to say that scrums weren't that entertaining. Look at all the comments below, and there's your answer. look down there.
You know, I have offended recently on my other channel. Yeah. I offended...
Although now these people... stopping writing their comment, going, well, actually, you know.
I offended the Chinese. I did a video on my other channel about things I love and hate about China, and I've pissed off a lot of Chinese people. And then I did a video the same, because I was like, oh, man, that struck a chord. I was like, I'll do the same with New Zealand. I bet New Zealanders are chill. No.
We weren't.
A lot of New Zealanders were not chilling, Tom.
What did you say you didn't like? Because I wrote, because I was about to.
You were disgruntled.
I was, because you said, I'm sure I'm going to disgruntle some people.
That was on 2 Cents on Tour, by the way, which is my other channel.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah. Boom. But yeah, I didn't actually listen because I was going out the door at the time.
Yeah.
But what did you say you hated about New Zealand?
In front of focus on the hate, I also said I love 5 things. But I said the public transport sucks.
True.
I said we're really fucking far away from everywhere. So if you want to...
It's a long travel.
It's a long travel, or like shipping times and everything is just far. Like, that's just a fact.
And what some people like as well.
Some people like. It can be seen as a positive, for sure. I said like things here can be a bit slow.
Like pace of life.
Again, it can be a positive, but like if you want to get stuff done, the rollout of technology, some of the stuff takes a while. Like I had unlimited broadband in China in 2005, whereas when I was in New Zealand, they were like, oh, you can get 10 gigs for like whatever. You know
the internet's
I mean?
Got a bit better since then.
It's gotten a bit better, but still, like phone data.
Got
like
3G the other
how
day.
How much phone data have you got? Like my Chinese plan was cheap as chips and I had like 20 gigs. They're throwing gigs at me.
I haven't paid for a phone in years.
Okay, you got work phone. Well, but yeah, we just, stuff's a bit just. Just a bit slow.
Yeah.
Just
all those things you've said are also...
I mentioned they can be positive. Positives, some of them are like, you don't come to New Zealand for technology, you dick. I'm like, oh, okay.
Suck my sweaty nutsacks, mate.
Yeah. I said that...
But it's something that like gets you.
I know. And like, I said there's not that much going on. Like I said, again, it can be a positive, but like if you can't...
There is stuff going on. You just got to search for it. You've just got to like...
If we go outside right now...
No, there's nothing going on.
There's nothing going on.
Oh, there might be some non-doing...
If this was China, there's shit going on. Even in the suburbs, there's shit going on.
Yeah,
100%. If this was London, there's stuff going on. You can go to a pub.
Yeah. For sure. You can go down a pub down the road.
This time of night on a flipping Monday?
Maybe
hell no.
Maybe not. But you're quite right.
Artists and bands just don't come to New Zealand. Taylor Swift didn't come here. She was just like, nah.
Damn Taylor. Tay-Tay. Yeah. I saw Queens of the Stone Age this year.
Yeah.
That was good.
Queens of the Stone Age 20 years ago might have been a bigger headline than now.
I saw Bad Religion there. Bad Religion this year.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Flipping awesome punk band.
There you go.
I like to see the band.
Yeah, like stuff closes real early, like 3 o'clock. Oh, we're closing. Can't buy a coffee. Like, what?
Well, cafes close because they're open early and they're selling coffee.
Again, other places of the world, you can get a coffee. Well, you can go shopping. 9 o'clock, the stuff's still open.
Yeah, we've got to pretty much... Well,
close the sun. The sun's gonna go down in a few hours.
Yeah, that's one of the things I always
but
notice,
that also
like,
goes to work life balance, right? We don't have a crazy work life balance. We've got a good work life balance because bosses don't expect you to go 12 hours.
No, that's right. And like, I always, whenever I'm in Asia,
everything is like a you can see it as
I was doing it right then. I was like, well, actually, but like, I always found that in Asia, where you'd be in Asia and you'd walk out of your hotel and it would just be life sprawling out everywhere. Yeah. You know, people trying to sell you stuff, things happening, freaking street food everywhere, yada yada.
That's what I was trying to say. So if you want that, New Zealand not the place for you.
And just like, and like everybody goes out for their meals and stuff like that. Like, no matter what your sort of socioeconomic, you've got a place to eat somewhere. Exactly. But in New Zealand, like, and then I was thinking, life happens on the street, whereas in New Zealand, people just
life happens at your home.
I'm just gonna go to my lounge and watch some TV.
Yeah, exactly. You know, basically. So yeah. I also mentioned stuff like New Zealand's great for like fishing and surfing and hunting and like
really good
hiking and all that crap.
Really good at sports.
Yeah, so, but yeah, people only want to focus on the negative.
100%.
So that was back to my point. Everyone is easily offended.
Especially South Africans.
Well, there's more of them. There's more of them.
And they're,
like all the people were watching my New Zealand video were Kiwis, and that's why Kiwis got offended.
It's a massive passion in South Africa. Yeah. So you get a lot of pushback from like the amount of hate that I've got on my videos, like 95% of it has been South African people because I have opinions they don't like probably. But
weirdly,
I'm not saying they're bad.
There's a heap of South Africans who love you.
Yeah. And
honestly, there's guys in the comments who are like, I know from their like, from their usernames. I'm like, oh, I know he's South African. There will be guys who are like, I won't hear for any Tony slander and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, generally guys
going
to bat for
you. I appreciate that. And I think it's just a numbers game.
Yeah.
And if you, So the louder, the negative people can be a lot louder.
That's the thing.
And it's just a much bigger population. So it seems like it's there's a more of
95% of people don't comment with anything. They read or they watch. They don't actually say anything.
A woman that I work, she's not a part of my company, but she's someone I hang out with and I go on a pop in and I see. A South African lady, maybe 20 years older than me.
Yeah.
Had a great time with her today. We just hung out for about half an hour. I had a chat about all sorts of things. Every South African I think I've ever met, they're all really, really, really lovely people in real life.
I met a South African guy on the street the other day. He's like, 2 cents rugby.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, and I talked to him and we had a good chat. He likes rugby. He doesn't like John Kerwin. And I was just telling him, like, I think he's paid to be controversial.
Yeah, he's a pundit.
That's what he's doing.
Yeah, but I don't think they've all been really nice, lovely, kind, fun. You know, hard case. A lot in common with New Zealanders. I think people give New Zealanders shit. They say we can be arrogant assholes online as well. I think we probably have more of a negative reputation about our online presence and our online bullying and stuff. If we were a bigger country,
probably. If we had however many million people. One thing
you shouldn't do to try and build a YouTube following on YouTube is do non-stop New Zealand videos.
Right.
Because there's bugger all of us.
Yes, that's right.
You're not going to get... There's no one to watch them. Because, there's six of us and some sheep.
That's right.
And the
sheep don't like rugby that much.
Yeah. No, they don't.
They
more
love a good shag, but they don't...
They love a good root. You know, is it your turn tonight?
Come here, Bessie. No, Bessie's a cow.
Well, she goes all right. So I think it's just a numbers game, and it seems like they're more intense because there's so many of them, and it's that much, and that's what we have in common with South Africa is it's the religion, it's the sport, we live and breathe it very, very in a massive way. Like, South Africa faces a lot of massive issues, but one of the great things that brings them all together and is rugby. And if it makes them feel good, they're going to focus on it more. They've got a great team. They've got a once in a generation team at the moment.
I think the South Africans in the Rusty era have actually gotten back into rugby as well. Like, there was a lot of
and it got the slight edge casuals as well.
Yeah, exactly. The ones who were, like you say, the casuals who can kind of, they'll watch it if it's on, or if you're kind of maybe a little bit fair weather fans. Every fan base has got them. Every country's got them. Yeah. They're loving it right now. Why not? Because it's going good.
This reminds
By the way, can I just say that the New Zealand video I did, a lot of the New Zealanders I pissed off were non-Aucklanders saying some of the stuff that I referenced was like Auckland specific.
Yeah.
Like I said, I said one of the positive things was I didn't say weather specifically, but I kind of mentioned the weather as largely being positive. Because I lived in Asia where it can be like 40 fucking degrees.
The climate's
nice. Like, it's pretty pleasant. Temperate everywhere. Like there's no season where you would be like, don't go to New Zealand in summer.
Well,
wear sunblock. And I said, you might need an umbrella because it rains. People are like, Christchurch has got half the annual rainfall of Auckland. It doesn't rain in Tasman. I was like, oh, it rained on me.
It does, I love it.
Yeah, it rained on me when I was in Christchurch. It's just changeable. It's very changeable weather
climate
everywhere
change,
I've been.
You're flooding.
Yeah, people didn't like that. Auckland is not New Zealand. I got a lot of that.
Just most of New Zealanders live in Auckland.
Yeah, well, a third of us anyway.
Yeah, I think it's more than a third now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a big, big lot of us.
Yeah.
Is it more than...
What about your country? Does the rest of Ireland hate Dublin? Does the rest of South Africa hate Cape Town? I don't know.
Yeah, I think there is a bit of...
China has got that with Shanghai.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're like, those Shanghai people look down on us.
And then
I've met some Shanghai people and they do look down on the rest of the country.
They think they're all like
country bumpkins. You're only from a city with 10 million people, you country bumpkins.
So the way that like we would look at Huntley, they look at a city
with 10 million people.
With double the population of New Zealand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's hilarious. Humans are all different, but we're all the same.
Humans are different.
Oh, you wanted to mention Squidge getting chased off Twitter.
Did you see, you got that on? Yeah, I feel for him a little bit.
Apparently, from what I understand, he talked about Antoine Dupont being like the GOAT.
Well, he just had an opinion about a really good rugby player.
And people were like, he wouldn't even make like the B team.
It was just it was a weird thing. It was odd to watch, and he kept on. He said it was really bad for his mental health and all that. I can't equate what I go through to what he goes through.
Yeah.
But I get, like, look below. Yeah. I get a fair bit of shit. And there is something weird that happens when you like, if I met a South African person who didn't like, if I met anybody who didn't like my opinion and just said, mate, you're full of shit. Jeez, what do you say? Or they just said it in a bantery kind of way that, like, or they wouldn't say it in quite an aggressive way that they would, but it would online.
Yeah.
So just like, they might just, you know, present a different point of view and we'd like, and I'd be like, whatever. And we might have a laugh and it might be a bit of banter and all that sort of thing. But you catch that same person who has got it behind a keyboard, maybe had a drink or something like that, and they're like, this guy is a effing twat. He doesn't know anything about rugby. He looks like just say, look, you're fat shit, all sorts of like personal stuff. And you're like, oh, I know these are just words, but they're... And then you read like three more or four more in a row, and you're like, this isn't meant to affect me.
But you feel,
you start to feel a little bit, you know, a little bit shitty about yourself. But I get over it at about 45 seconds. It's just like, and you know, it's actually, and then you're like, actually it's good for the algorithm and all that sort of stuff. But I can imagine, I don't know, like, and I'm freaking 41.
Yeah.
But I can imagine when I was like in my late 20s or mid 20s or, you know, that I might be like, take it a lot more personally. It could have impacts on your mental health and all that sort of thing.
He's got a much bigger following. Yeah.
He's massive following. He's got this absolute torrent of abuse.
That's right.
But it's not the real world. It's not even the people being their true selves.
Online trolling. It's hard. I mean, I did that video, like I mentioned, about China, and I put the video out. Most of the people who watched it at first were my normal viewers. I know all the usernames and they're commenting. And then the video must have got pushed to a bunch of people who'd never seen my stuff before.
Yeah, yeah.
And they just started giving me shit. And I was like reading it and I would reply like, I'm pretty balanced. And I would be like, I see your point with this. And they would just like double down on this shit, like twisting my points, twisting my words. And after a while, like even my wife, I think I might have snapped at my son for something. And she was like, are you all right? And I was like, I need to stop replying to these players. One of them, I was like, I ain't replying. You're clearly just here looking for an argument. Like,
I've never responded to a negative comment.
Right.
I very rarely respond to any comments.
Okay.
But
I'm 41 as well. Like it can, like someone just being a real dick, just like deliberately twisting or
trying to make it like a game. Yeah. Right? They're just trying to win something. And you're like, fuck, you're actually looking at me as a person and pulling me apart and like, I'm not saying anything about you.
You've never seen me before and you're taking one thing that I said and just making it everything.
You're just a username and like a weird symbol right now. And but it can have a weird effect. So I think we probably do need to take better care of each other online, and you don't know what state anybody else is in or what, and like, I'm not saying in any way that Robbie has like any frailties in his mental health, but everybody has different levels of sensitivity and stuff. And you know, are they at different points in their lives, or there might be things happening in their lives that you don't see. Like, Mark and I would deal with many, many things that we never talk about and all that sort of stuff. So there's no point. Like, it's just people online are real people. Like, it's just an opinion.
Yeah.
Like, if you do have a contrary opinion, present it in a respectful way. Like, attack the argument, not the human. You know, like, I feel for him because I feel like I try and avoid Twitter a fair much more than I used to because it feels like it's all porn now. And like, I don't want to be a 41-year-old man like going like at the BP and I'm like, oh shit, porn. You know, like, and then like, oh, and then back to my apartment, oh, poor. Like, I don't need that sort of shit in my life. But where was I originally starting with this?
Something. Be nice.
Be nice. Be nice.
I try to be.
Yes. And like, Yeah, pundits sometimes will say things that are inflammatory, you know, to get some sort of response, but respond about the thing rather than the individual. That's true. That's all groovy. Do we call people twats often?
I don't think so. Yeah. There's a few twats out there. I honestly just take the belief that most people are good bastards and the vast majority of people don't comment. They just watch.
Yeah.
You know? You hear from kind of small... There's a few pockets of like loyal people who you know their usernames, they comment most videos. Yeah. And then there's other people
who... We really appreciate the people who comment. That's
the thing about the rugby stuff. Like, I don't get that kind of... bullshit. Like, I don't get people coming in mostly just to stir shit.
That's why
it was a new, for my other channel, it was like, as I said, release the video, normal crew comes along, and then there's a bunch of randos. I'm like, I have no idea who you are.
Well, you don't.
And you just come in guns blazing. Like, the one thing I like about the rugby community on the channel is, like, it's all good. Like,
I think you're a bit of a unicorn in that content space, because I think that a lot of people get negative comments just for having their opinion,
right?
But you always present your opinion in this very, very sort of relaxed, relatable way that people know that you're not being deliberately threatening or anything like that, which is, or you're not, you present it like not as fact, but just the way you see it or something like that. And I'm not saying that other people do and they present it in an obnoxious way, but your way is just, it's your sort of magic superpower that you're able to just to go, yeah, well, look, this is what I saw, but you could have,
might say something else.
And like, it's very rare that because most people who've been online for that long, giving opinions for that long, will get a lot more shit.
Yeah,
if it was
a constant stream of shit, it would be hard to do. I get virtually nothing.
We all know exactly, as soon as someone says the guy with a hat, we know.
we know who they're talking about. All right, we better move on. Okay. Jennifer asked, what do you think of the Women's World Cup draw? We got Ireland in our group, and they beat us the other day.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen the draw.
We got Ireland, Japan, and Spain.
We are not playing particularly well at the moment, are we?
No, we beat France in the women's 15 thingy a week or so ago. So
nice week.
I think in our pool, New Zealand against Ireland should be interesting, because Ireland didn't even make the last World Cup. And for this World Cup, because they seeded the teams, Ireland's the second seed. So from not making it to being like the top half of the teams, that's Ireland, you're doing some good stuff.
And where are we seeded?
We're first seed.
We're first seed.
We were the third seed, literally.
But it'd be very, very Irish to sort of win when it doesn't count and lose.
Can Ireland win a quarterfinal? England and Australia are in the same group, plus USA. That should be tasty. But England are just like, England's got the highest men's or women's world ranking ever.
Oh yeah, it's insane, isn't it?
They are literally just on
97 point something or other.
And the next World Cup, they're at home. So thanks for coming, everybody else.
Hey, don't count your chickens. They really should have won that one that we won.
Yeah, but they got a red card.
Well, yeah.
We were a bit lucky.
We were.
I'm not saying it was solely down to luck, but we were a little bit lucky.
We were a touch lucky. You know,
red cards. We still had to play well, but red cards can
be. But they played incredibly well. The black fans played above themselves.
That's right.
But that's kind of 16th man with the crowd in that. Like, the whole country got behind them.
That's right.
Like, my sister has never been to a game of rugby in her life. She went to...
Yeah, I went to the games when they were here, and there was freaking girls everywhere.
Yeah.
But according to my YouTube analytics, they ain't watching my videos.
No, they're not. My sister's not watching.
No.
She actually said to me, she's a wonderful person, but I would describe her as a feminist, and that's fine.
Yep.
I'm not saying wonderful people can't be feminists.
You can be both.
Yeah, you can be both.
Not mutually exclusive.
She's cool. But as she actually said to me, she was like, you know what? I think the women's rugby is actually just better. It's just more entertaining. I've never got into rugby before. And I was like, Emily, you've never watched rugby before. Like, she showed very little interest. A tiny passing interest. But because it was a women's event, it was like a lot of women getting into it.
Yeah.
She got swept up in it. She like said, Mum, She got tickets. I think she got tickets to the semi and the final.
Wow.
Like, and they were just, and like, her and her friends, like these feminist women, like, this is our moment to stand on the stage. And then they got behind her. And she was like, oh my God, who knew rugby was, and all these, like, and they take all their gay mates and stuff. And these gay guys were like, rugby is like amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But then they weren't watching our videos.
No, of course not. Women's rugby needs women to watch it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because men are already got lots of rugby to watch.
Well, they're too busy, love.
No, it's not that. But like, you're already adding more product into a field where people are already consuming product. So some people will legitimately pick up new product.
Yeah.
Some people may drop other product for new product. But yeah. You need some people just to be fans of the new product. It's not new, but you know what I mean.
One of the things that was bummed me out the most about the history of our podcast is it's a history now. It's 3 years. Yeah,
that Women's World Cup episode was great.
We did a deep dive into like all the teams. We covered them. We had some good band. It was good. It was
what we were talking about to a degree.
Yeah, we really got into it, and we're like,
that's our lowest really, view.
And we called it Ladies Night. We had women all over the thumbnail, and it like was the worst viewed episode ever.
A lot of our audience don't care about women's rugby.
Yeah.
And women who care about rugby don't care about us.
Yeah.
So these things do not overlap.
We needed to bring those two audiences together somehow. Yeah. Because women's rugby is badass.
It is cool.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Fleshin wants to know.
Oh, I know that name.
Does Tony have a reason why league isn't... we're getting into the non-rugby union questions now.
Okay.
Why league isn't more popular outside of Australia and that small corridor in Northern England and, yes, Auckland?
I think rugby league is massively popular in New Zealand. It's more popular than you think. We have
Put it this way, the Warriors, our NRL team, are more popular than any Super Rugby team.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't be as popular as the All Blacks.
No.
So that's where they fit into the scheme of things.
The Waz season last year when they were doing well, you were like, well, this is getting a bit much. It's a bit too...
Yeah.
You were like, when they were losing this year, you were like, oh gosh.
This is good. Last year, when they were winning, and that phrase, up the Waz... It's like it got so cringe because just everyone was saying
it. Wasn't cringe, it was support.
No, because once politicians are using it, it's cringe. It's like some it's just like some new slang.
Just don't be too cool for school. Just get into it. Cynic.
It got cringe.
You're a cynic.
It's like my son.
My
son is using some phrase called like Skibbity Sigma. And if I start using that shit, he's going to stop using it. And as well he should.
Yeah, but it's not about a sports team. It's not about supporting a sports team you've supported since 1995.
But these people haven't supported them.
Bitch.
They didn't support them since 1995.
Bitch.
They only supported them when they're winning. They're only fair weather fans.
I love the Waz. Anyway. I love them. I really do. Anyway, it was the
why isn't league more popular?
Why league is not more popular? It came to the colonies down in the Antipodes where we are.
It took those cans got beer in them or no?
No. We have to open a new one.
Goodness me.
Holy smokes. This is the biggest quantity of beer we've had to drink. The size of these.
How big are these things? It's probably not in metric.
Yeah, exactly.
It's American.
Yeah, it's a gallon of beer.
It's 5%. Okay.
Okay, all right. Okay, anyway, you can stay here for a bit, dude.
Yeah, okay.
What was the question?
Something about league.
Why is it not more popular? I don't really know, but boring. Can I give you a theory why it's not so popular?
It sucks when it's boring.
Fuck you, man. So good. So good.
It's the same shit as just five tackle kick.
No, you just don't get it. You don't get it. It was a really good NRL grand final. Panthers got 4 titles in a row.
They were the underdogs going to that one, just barely. According to the TAB, they were the underdogs. They were paying Tootle or something.
The Storm had the minor premiership.
Right.
But it was such a physical game. But the Panthers team is just incredible. 4 tournaments in a row in the salary cap era.
Right.
I think St. George and like from like 56 to 47 or something, got 11 in a row or something like that.
Yeah.
But obviously just had a stacked team during that period. I'm not that familiar with mid-50s NRL.
I know the NHL is similar in that prior to the salary cap, there were teams that were just to go dynasties, but then once they put in the salary cap, it's really hard to go back to back.
4 in a row.
Four in a row is nuts.
That is nuts. Why is it not more popular? My theory is it's always been looked... So it comes from the UK and it was...
It's always been a working class sport.
But it was rugby players wanting to get paid.
Yes, that's true.
And that wasn't seen to be gentlemanly. So,
for the love of the game. So, rugby values.
Yeah,
right. Which is funny because when you look at world rugby, do every decision they make these days is like, how we get some more money?
Yeah, 100%. So they've always tried to quash it in rugby in the UK, and they've kept it very much in the north. It's got a massive following in like Leeds and Hull and Wigan and those northern areas.
Who was that old coach of the Hull football team? Phil somebody. And then he gave his team a talking to on the... Do you remember that one?
Oh, no.
There was one game where they were in the Premier League and his team was getting hammered at like halftime. So he didn't let them go into the sheds.
He left them
on the pitch for halftime and just like gave them a big dressing down in front of everyone to try and shame them. And I feel like they didn't like that. And then he got fired not too long later. Okay. I could be remembering that totally wrong.
Lost the dressing room.
Someone let me know if I'm right.
But it managed to sneak down to Australia. And it is giant in Australia.
It is it's not... AFL is also the game in Australia. Yeah. But it's the rugby game in Australia.
It's the biggest rugby. So you're saying it's not that big. It is that big.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I did a video on it when I was in China. Like I preloaded it. It was one of those...
It's the biggest... Sad to admit it, if you're a Union fan, it's the biggest domestic rugby competition in the world, mm-hmm. by at least.
Yeah, it's bigger. By at least double. I had a look at all the salary. I mean, the individual player salaries. There were some Union players on more than the top NRL guys, but in terms of the broadcast deal and attendances and everything, it was ahead of everything else.
It's tribe-like. It really, really is.
Yeah. How many teams are there?
There are 19 teams.
19 teams in a country full of how many people?
30 million.
Yeah, where there's also massive competition from AFL.
Yeah.
And cricket, which is a different season sport.
And
they've
crushed rugby.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely crushed rugby. And, like, the majority of those teams are in one city.
Yeah.
Sydney. In the New South Wales. New South Wales and Queensland is where they're all kind of based.
Yeah.
So it has done incredibly well as a sport.
But why not outside Australia?
I don't know. I think the South Africans... I would love to see top-level South Africans going hard in rugby.
But they love the set piece.
But they love the brutal physicality, the contact. Like, I want to see some big boppers control the middle. Do you even know what that means?
Do you think some South Africans would dismiss league because they see it as like a threat to rugby?
Yeah, maybe. Or they just... I don't know. I think it's a brilliant sport. It's more attritional. Like, there's more contact.
If you're a South African fan, go watch a few highlights of some league and tell us what you reckon.
Go, if you're a... Yeah, this is my advice to you. If you don't think... If you think rugby league's a piece of shit, go watch Origin 3 this year. Watch the whole game. Just go watch it. It's so good. It's so good. The intensity, the physicality, the drama, the emotion. It's immense. I won't tell you who wins. Please, do it for me. Do it for me. Go watch
do
that.
It. Do it.
You can do it. It's such a good game. It really, really is. I love it. I really, really do. A bad game of league is better than a bad game of rugby union. But a great game of rugby union is still better than a great game. Although that Origin 3, man.
Right up there.
So right up there. Oh, I was right up somewhere.
Boy, I didn't watch it. That's not the game you went to, right?
I went to Origin 1 and it sucked. we needed a 20-minute red card because Swali, who's coming to Union, got sent off in the first freaking 3 minutes. They don't have red cards.
They just send them off.
They just give you you get a finger. You just go, you're off.
You're off, son.
Yeah, get out of here.
Tell your story walking, pal. Last one, diagonal lawn. This is a football-related question because... Recently, Auckland.
Not this kind of football. This kind of football.
The one you use your feet for.
Okay, good.
Soccer football.
The AFC?
Yeah, Auckland FC, which is a new football team which was recently founded.
Up the port.
He asks, would the launch of Auckland FC, they play in the A-League, which is the Australian...
Won our first game 2-0 against...
They played at Mount Smart Stadium. There was a massive crowd.
Yeah, it was huge.
Lots of atmosphere. He says, with the atmosphere, the immediate game atmosphere and buy-in, what's stopping rugby from doing the same? Why don't we get flags, banners, and a band, etc.? He says that it's damning on rugby to see a new football team with no history generate an atmosphere like that, while most Super Rugby teams have been around for 20 years and still can't do the same.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
To be fair, they do give out flags and shit when you go to Blues games. They do that.
Yeah.
They don't really have a band.
Yeah.
Eden Park is a bit big, I think. It's not quite fit for purpose for the Blues to generate an atmosphere.
That's terrible, dude.
I know, but it's true.
Can I tell you my theory?
Okay.
Look,
Football definitely has more of a lively kind of...
So I was jumping up and down about... I think New Zealand is an incredible sporting nation. We punch well above our weight. As athletes, our sportsmen and women do insanely well. We're not good. We're good. We're better athletes than we are fans. Yep. We're very, very passive fans.
Yeah.
We sit. We will cheer when something good happens.
Yep.
At the end of the game, we really wanted to get them across the line. We will cheer.
Yeah.
But we won't sit there and like make noise. We'll have general chitter chatter, been like, he's doing well, they can see that, what's going on? Oh, he did that. Oh, we'll react to big moments and all that sort of stuff. I mean,
Our chants for all of our teams are the...
Hey, hold on.
The Auckland one is the same. Auckland. They're all the same.
Yeah.
We're not very inventive. Like, we don't invent songs like football fans.
Yeah, exactly. But you were saying, well, hold on. Auckland FC, isn't Auckland a city in New Zealand?
Mm-hmm. It's not all of New Zealand, you prick. It doesn't rain in Christchurch.
Half the average rainfall. But Auckland FC, they've had this group called The Port. And a lot of it is like, diehard football fans who have just been desperate for a professional football team.
We used to have a football team in Auckland, but they didn't do very well.
And how many times have you met British people in Auckland where you've gone, oh, how long you been here, mate? And they go, well, in 1977, I came here for 3 weeks, and it's 45 years later.
Yeah. So there's a lot of Brits here.
I like them. I really love the British people. We got a lot of British people here. You don't like them?
It's not I don't like them. It just goes back to my video about New Zealand, and I was like, if you're an immigrant, your experience is going to be very different if you're coming from the UK or if you're coming from, like, India.
All right.
So, yeah, well, you're very much treated as, like, one of the crew here if you're from the UK, whereas if you're from India, like, oh, your job experience doesn't count for shit.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's not get
into that. That's a bit of a tangent.
Yeah, geez, that is a bit of a tangent. Okay, but no, there are a lot of British people here, a lot of... which is cool. They bring a lot of life and love into the environment. But a lot of that Auckland AFC are expats,
right?
Who had just been like, I want a professional football team for support in my own hometown, where I don't have to stay up till 3 a.m. to watch Everton lose. You know, like they are craving like a football team to chart for, to make songs about, to do all that sort of stuff. And it's week one.
I was going to say it's week one. It is no way fair to compare week one. The Melbourne Rebels had a cracking crowd for their first ever game when they started Super Rugby.
Yeah.
And it didn't end up that well. So I'm not saying FC is going to crash and burn, but week one is not a standard measure of how it's going to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who will only go to week one.
Yeah, well, the good thing about the AFC is they won 2-0. Pub quiz question for you.
Okay.
Who scored the first ever goal for Auckland Football Club?
the Brisbane guy.
Yeah. It was an own goal. First ever goal for our team was an own goal.
There you go.
Turned it into his own net. But anyway, that's going to be a pub quiz question in about 20 years.
For a very niche New Zealand sports market.
It's back of a Tui can or something like that.
That's it.
Is it damning? No, it's just how we are. We're shitty fans. Sorry. We're not shitty fans. We follow, we pay our money, we are a little bit apathetic and actually even going to games. You're like, oh, I can't be arsed.
Yeah, Super Rugby doesn't yet have the draw to go to the grounds. It doesn't have their gotta be there thing. The league has it. The Warriors have got it.
Yeah.
From game one, Auckland FC has it. I don't think any of the Super Rugby clubs have got it.
The Warriors sold out every single one of their home games this year.
Yeah, so it's not that Aucklanders won't go to games or New Zealanders, but you need to make it worth going.
Yeah. But yeah, rugby, football, rugby league. Can we all just get along?
Boxing.
Boxing. BBBBC. Did I do too many Bs there?
That's the appropriate amount of Bs.
Ballard Barbell. Barbell?
Barbell, for fuck's sake.
Barbell?
That's the weights.
Barbell.
Like dumbbell barbell.
I think it's because it comes from like ballard in front of it. It makes me go into some weird...
You problem.
That is a me problem. Barbell and boxing club. It's the original boxing gym in Ballard.
There you go. That's why it's called Ballard Boxing.
Anyway, mate, great to do this again, huh?
Yes.
Did we cover everything?
Did we get all those Budweisers?
I don't know. Hold on.
We did. Yeah, we did.
Japan.
Oh, yeah. We're going to win.
We're going to win?
Yeah.
Comfortably?
13+.
13+. Tell me your surprise performers.
I don't know if it's a surprise, but Proctor's going to play well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, who plays at lock?
To be expected. Ooh.
Do you get Lordy in there?
Yeah, he's been called in, so I think he needs some footy.
Mm.
He needs some footy. Who do you want to see get a crack?
It would be too much to have Derry and Lord starting. That's asking for trouble.
Okay. Who do you want to see win the NPC final?
100% Bay Plenty.
Me as well.
Go the Bay. Yeah. Anyway, good on you, Mark.
Good to see you.
Fantastic. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to
sit on your couch and have a cup of tea for a while as this Budweiser processes through my body before I get behind the wheel of a vehicle.
Don't go into too much depth about that. But yeah, appreciate you.
Take care, folks.
Bye.